Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar Anthony Mesechus Chulin Daf Mem Dal, the third parak El Treifus. The Zikhu Mesechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. Rav Nachman defines how far up the veshet one may shecht, ad kadei tfisas yod, until a hand's grasp from the top. Rabbi Ravua then defines how far down the veshet one may shecht, ad kadei sheasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. The Gemara objects that Rav defines the karsa panimi, the inner paunch, meaning the first stomach of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, as the last tefach of the veshet next to the karis. If so, then one who shecks at the very end of the veshet is actually shecking what's considered to be the karis itself. The Gemara first amends Rav's statement to be that the last tefach of the karis itself, adjacent to the veshet, is the karsa panimi, but the entire veshet may be shechted. Alternatively, when Rav said that the last tefach of the veshet is considered the karsa panimi, he was speaking batura about a bull, the masir tvei, where it becomes hairy further up on the veshet itself. Thus, one may shech the short until the last tefach of the veshet. In contrast, a smaller animal's inner lining is only hairy inside the karsa itself, and it may be shechted along the entire veshet. Point number two, a case of psukas agageras, a severed trachea, which is a trefa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the stricter view that its majority refers to rova avya, most of its thickness, including the trachea wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is rov chalua, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabbi Baruch Han, who permitted it and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein chaver v'shal la'atir, his fellow sage, is not allowed to permit it. It answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. It then objects that a pasuk indicates that someone righteous should not eat mebehema shehora b'chochem, from an animal about which a sage ruled to permit it, since a doubt was raised about it. It answers that this only applies to milsad detalya b'svara, a matter dependent on reason, but Rabbi Baruch Han relied on his received tradition, which is perfectly permitted. Finally, the Gemara objects that a sage who ruled to permit something should not purchase it to avoid appearing to rule for his benefit, and answers that since he purchased the meat by weight, he clearly paid full price for it. And point number three, Rav Chisa said, "Who is a Talmud Chacham? Zeh roa treifa la'atzmo. This is one who examines a question of treifa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it." He also said such a person personifies sonim matanas yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts. Marzutra darshan in Rav Chisa's name, komi shekore v'shona, whoever learns the Torah and Mishnah, beroa treifa la'atzmo, and examines treifa questions for himself, and rules stringently, v'shimesh tamlei chachamim, and services tamlei chachamim, about him the pasuk says, yagia kapecho kisocha ashrecha v'tovlach, when you eat the labor of your hands, you are fortunate and it will be good for you. Razvi said that he merits to inherit two worlds, Oma Zeva Loma Ba, this world and the world to come, because we darshan the pasuk to mean, Ashrecha Ba Loma Ze, you're fortunate in this world, but Tovalach Loma Ba, and it'll be good for you in the world to come. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Nachman defines how far up the veshet one may shecht, ad kadei tfisas yod, until a hand's grasp from the top. Rabbi Ravua then defines how far down the veshet one may shecht, ad kadei sheasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. The Gemara objects that Rav defines the karsa panimi, the inner paunch, meaning the first stomach of the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, as the last tefach of the veshet next to the karis. If so, then one who shecks at the very end of the veshet is actually shecking what's considered to be the karis itself. The Gemara first amends Rav's statement to be that the last tefach of the karis itself, adjacent to the veshet, is the karsa panimi, but the entire veshet may be shechted. Alternatively, when Rav said that the last tefach of the veshet is considered the karsa panimi, he was speaking batura about a bull, the masir tvei, where it becomes hairy further up on the veshet itself. Thus, one may shecht the short until the last tefach of the veshet. In contrast, a smaller animal's inner lining is only hairy inside the karsa itself, and it may be shechted along the entire veshet. Point number two, a case of psukas agageras, a severed trachea, which is a trefa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the stricter view that its majority refers to rova avya, most of its thickness, including the trachea wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is rov chalua, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabbi Baruch Han, who permitted it and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein chaver v'shal la'atir, his fellow sage, is not allowed to permit it. It answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. It then objects that a pasuk indicates that someone righteous should not eat mebehema shehora b'chochem, from an animal about which a sage ruled to permit it, since a doubt was raised about it. It answers that this only applies to milsa d'talya b'svara, a matter dependent on reason, but Rabbi Baruch Hanan relied on his received tradition, which is perfectly permitted. Finally, the Gemara objects that a sage who ruled to permit something should not purchase it to avoid appearing to rule for his benefit, and answers that since he purchased the meat by weight, he clearly paid full price for it. And point number three, Rav Chisda said, "Who is a Talmud Chacham? Zeh ro'a treifa la'atzmo. This is one who examines the question of treifa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it." He also said such a person personifies sonim matanas yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts. Marzutra darshan in Rav Chisda's name, komi shekorev shona, whoever learns the Torah and Mishnah, beroa treifa la'atzmo, and examines treifa questions for himself, and rules stringently, v'shimesh tamlei chachamim, and services tamlei chachamim, about him the pasuk says, yagia kapecho kisocha ashrecha v'tovlach, when you eat the labor of your hands, you are fortunate and will be good for you. Razvi said that he merits to inherit two worlds, Olma Zeva Olma Ba, this world and the world to come, because we darshan the pasuk to mean, Ashrecha b'Olma Zeh, you're fortunate in this world, but Tovalach Olma Ba, and it'll be good for you in the world to come. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard Siman is mud. Mud, so here goes. The Shochet, who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seor starts, to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rov Avya, because he held Rov Chalula, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on Shalas for themselves to mark them as trefos. Once again, some motion. The Shochet couldn't find his marker and used mud. Mud? That must be on Duff Mem Dalet. The Shochet, who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seor starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, which reminds the Gemara discusses until how far down the Veshet one may shecht. Rabbi Bar Avuah says, Akadeshi Yasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. So the Shochet, who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seor starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, which reminds us a case of Psukas HaGargaris, a severed trachea, which is a trefa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the strict view that its majority refers to Rav Avya, most of its thickness, including the tracheal wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is Rav Chalula, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabbi Baruch Hanan, who permitted it, and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein Chaver Roshay Latir, his fellow sage, is not allowed to permit it, and answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. So the Shochet, who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seor starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on Shalas for themselves to mark them as trefos, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, "Who is a Talmud Chacham? Zeh ro'a treifa la'atzmo. This is one who examines a question of treifa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it." He also said such a person personifies sonim matanas yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts. So once again, the Shochet, who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seor starts, to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya, because he held Rav Chalula, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on Shalas for themselves to mark them as trefos. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Mem. So the simon Daf Mem is Mayim, water, and we use a pool for the simon. A pool. So here goes. At the mountain pool. Pool. That must be one Daf Mem. Mayim. At the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, that if one shechts l'shem harim, for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely pasula, it's invalid, but not zivchei meisim, it's not sacrifices of the dead, aser bahana is an idolatrous sacrifice. Abai explains that he shechted l'har for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshipper incurs the death penalty. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, pasuling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a simon of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it, completely, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal is lying in front of an idol, as soon as one cuts one pipe for Avodah Zorah, he prohibits the animal any hanah as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of idolatry does. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain Hashem Harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, Zivche Mesim, and another man shechted even less than a half a siman of a friend's sheep, lying in front of an idol prohibiting it completely. Children tried to dive over the inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chatas on Shabbos, Bochutz, for the sake of Avodah Zorah to win 3 chatos medals, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if one shechs a chatas on Shabbos, Bochutz, outside the Mikdash, for the sake of Avodah Zorah, he's chayiv for 3 chatos for these 3 transgressions. Marzutra explains that the Brisa's case is sheyachatzi kanu pagum, where half the trachea of the chataz ha'of was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for Avodah Zorah, occurred simultaneously. Daf Mem Aleph. So the Siman Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, grandma. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma who's anointed her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht a sheep for Avodah Zorah, which reminds us Rav Nachum, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzhak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for Avodah Zorah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through Nisuch, that's only true for a Gentile, but regarding a Jew, Letzu'uri kamechaven, he intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but does not actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. So the grandma who was annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for Avodah Zorah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pet, which reminds us, we learned that one who wants to keep his yard clean when he shechts, osam makam chutz laguma, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the Tzedukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. So the grandma who's annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for Avodah Zorah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither of a nidah, making it aser min the rabbanim, which reminds us the Mishnah concludes, Zeh klal, this is the rule, kol davar shen nidav nidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, ashoch lishmo aser, if one shechs for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat, but if one shechs for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. Daf mem beis, so the simmer daf mem beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster boss, mobster, that must mean we're on daf Membeis, the mobster boss who is an expert treifa maker, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Eil treifas bebehema. These are treifa in animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. So the mobster boss, who is an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, Zehakol, this is the rule, Kol she'en kamoa chaya treifa, any animal the likes of which cannot live because of its defect is a treifa. This implies that no treifa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded to in the pasuk Vizosa chaya shir tochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching chaya echol, an animal which can live you may eat, she'en chaya losechu, an animal which cannot live, meaning a treifa, you may not eat. The Gemara brings an opinion that a treifa can live longer than a year, along with its sores. So the mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, was called Bas Gar and loved saying over the Shav Shmaisa, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that there are more treifas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah, 4 referred to with the acronym Bas Gar, and 7 more known as Shav Shmaitasa, the 7 teachings. It then proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 treifos. Daf Mem Gimel, so the 7 Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Eil Treifas magazine, that must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The Eil Treifas magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if 2 holes in the inner and outer layers of the Kurkavan or Veshet are not aligned. So the Eil Treifas magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed, which reminds us, Ula said, Yashavu kotz beveshet, if a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, and choshishin shemahivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over the hole, which could be a trefa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet is ineffective. So the A.O. Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed. Next, the full-color feature on the location and halacha of the turbatz veshet, which reminds us, regarding the turbatz veshet, the wide part of the esophagus, Rav said, b'mashu, even a minimal hole in it, makes the animal a trefa, but Shmuel said, berubo, with its majority, meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbatz to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a trefa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbatz is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as to the turbatz's location. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf Lamatess. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss the virtue of a roa trefa la'atzma, one who examines a question of trefa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it? That's on daf Memdalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss? Atzarit shel menachos, a dry part of a mincha that touches tuma, whether we count it as a rishon or sheni for tuma based on chibas hakodesh. That's on daf. Amen vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on daf. Mem gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a makokas of dum which was wiped away before shechita was completed is makshir? That's on daf. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings the list? Which daf brings the Mishnah with a list of 18 trefas of a behemoth? That's on daf. Membeis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss the propriety of Rabba Baruch Hanna's permitting and purchasing meat that Rav did not permit? That's on daf. Memdalad. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we know that Yechezkel refrained from certain permitted foods? That's on daf. Amad Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss how far down the veshet one may shecht? That's on daf. Memdalad. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss the status of holes in the turbatz of veshet, and we have three opinions as to its location? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.